You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 30th day of December of 2025, down to our final 2 days of the year 2025 before we turn the calendars over to 2026. It is cold. And if I was going to be cuttingly witty this morning, I would say it's about as cold as Donald Trump's heart out there. But I'm not going to. That's not in the holiday spirit. It is currently 6 degrees above zero here at our downtown Wausau studios. We're at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. The wind chill factor is 8 below zero. So if you're getting ready to go to work this morning, make sure you give your car a couple minutes to warm up and bundle up, because it is, again, chilly out there. In fact, we expect a little bit of more snow. Not a lot of snow, but a little bit of snow here today. There is a chance of flurries here early, then snow likely mainly after 4 p.m. Otherwise, cloudy today and a high near 16. Total daytime snow accumulation less than a half an inch expected. Tonight, a chance of snow or flurries before 11 p.m., then a chance of flurries after 5 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a low of 12. Tomorrow, New Year's Eve, a chance of flurries before 9 a.m., then a chance of snow again between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. It does turn partly sunny, but then the temperature will be falling to around 8 degrees by 5 p.m., and again, about half an inch of snow is expected. And then on New Year's Day, it's partly sunny, cold conditions, maybe a flurry or two in there as well, and a high near 10. So as we get into 2026, it's going to be a cold start. Friday, 16. Saturday, 19. Sunny days both days. But again, cold conditions to wrap up 2025 and head into 2026. Again, I am Chad Holmes. Glad you could be with us here this morning for the WXCO Morning Report. Across the way, back with us today is Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How did your Christmas long weekend go?
You know what? It was a really fun weekend. I got to spend a lot of time with the family. I had lots of great food. I had to play some games. And we managed to get back home on a Sunday before the weather hit, because by the time we got home, it was a little bit of a light of snow, and then it got heavier like really fast after we got home and unpacked, and then the temperature was definitely going down. And I wake up on a Monday and find that there is a blanket of snow all over, and I did have to clear the driveway, but thankfully I was able to use a snowblower until it died, and then I had to use a shovel. But I was able to clear off the driveway, and just overall I had a really nice Christmas vacation with the family.
Fantastic.
How was yours?
Oh, good. It was quiet, which is the way I wanted it. I wanted to just take advantage of not talking a lot for 4 days. I was going to go up on Sunday later in the afternoon, early evening, up to Minocqua for an event with my family. My sister has a place up there. But in the end, I decided that being a work night, had to work early yesterday morning, and being a winter storm warning, and it was actually worse as it went further north, I decided that this wasn't worth the risk of going up there and finding myself in some sort of difficult conditions. And so it was not an easy decision, but I thought, I cannot take that chance. And then so decided not to do that, which was unfortunate, but did have some friends who were visiting, lifetime friends I've known since junior high school, who came into town, and it was always fun to spend some time with them. And so that's one of the best parts, I think, of the holidays, when you have your, childhood friends who may have left the area. They come back, visiting their family and get a chance to get together and reminisce and just have a lot of fun and have a lot of laughs and really enjoy the time. And again, that's, I think, the best part of holidays, whether it's family, whether it's friends, just being able to smile, get away from some of maybe the negativity out there, and get back to the core of what life is really about. So again, that was outstanding. It was a lot of fun. And again, it was just nice to have, I think, I like the way that the weekend landed, having the holiday on Thursday, and then being able to have Friday off. So it turned into a nice long weekend.
It really did.
I think for a lot of folks, it's going to be that way again here coming up, as we do have the New Year's holiday on Thursday. So again, that's one of the nice things about Christmas and New Year's every year. You seem surprised. You were looking at the calendar last week. You seem surprised that Christmas and New Year's are on the same day. It's always on the same day. Every year it's on the same day. It's always
something I never really took
notice
of before until someone points it out to me.
Yes, it's always every year. So if Christmas ends up on a Monday, it's New Year's will be on a Monday. So it's always seven days after. So
well, I certainly won't forget it this
You will not forget it. So that's absolutely great.
It's crazy how we're only 2 days away from New Year's.
No kidding. Man. Hey, coming up, a potential new candidate for the 7th Congressional District. I think it's a candidate that makes people feel one way or the other. Oh. So we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up as we continue this morning here on WXCO. And coming up next, it's information update. We'll find out what's going on in the news. News, weather, sports, information update at the top and bottom of every hour. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. We'll be back at 7:22. More of the best of Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Currently overcast skies, 6 degrees above zero here in downtown Wausau. Wind chill factor of 8 below. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I am Chad Holmes. Ian Welsh across the way as well. Wausau Pilot and Review reporting that we have another candidate for the open seat in the 7th Congressional District as Kevin Hermanine, a man that ran for this very seat back in 1986 and 1988. He is starting the process of becoming the latest candidate to take over for Tom Tiffany, who is running for governor in 2026. Hermanine has had lots of roles over the years. He has been the chair of the Marathon County Republican Party. He has been the school board president in Mosinee, and he's run for office numerous times. But according to the Pilot, Hermanine said he plans to file a statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission today and will make a formal campaign announcement in January. Hermanine told the Pilot that I'm not officially in the race yet, but my filing of a statement of candidacy is the first of many steps in doing so. And he also adds, and of course, when you run for office, money is vitally important. He says, our end-of-year campaign finance report will most assuredly demonstrate a seriousness to this effort by showing a sizable balanced cash on hand. The Federal Election Commission requires a year-end report showing contributions and disbursements for the prior 6 months. I got to say something here. And again, I think Mr. Hermanine is somebody that, at the very least, you know exactly where he's coming from. But when you talk about cash on hand, I wonder if Doug Dinney will give a similar amount than that Mr. Hermanine gave back last year. You recall, as we talked about,
there was a fundraiser.
Yep, a Miss Meg Ellefson, the former morning show host on WSAU Radio, decided that Doug Dinney needed some help in terms of paying the lawyers for his Dropbox escapades.
Uh-huh.
And we, from time to time, would update folks on the amount of money that was being put into the fund to help the mayor in his legal costs. But far and away, the largest donation came from Kevin Hermanine for $5,000.
That's right.
And then shortly thereafter, the mayor nominated Mr. Hermanine to be an alternate member of the WASA Ethics Committee, which was at the very moment investigating Mr. Dinney's Dropbox escapade that Mr. Hermanine had given $5,000 to defend. So it was just very, very interesting. But Mr. Hermanine, very much a conservative. He came to prominence back in the late 1970s as one of the Iranian hostages. He was a Marine who was stationed in the Middle East, and he was in captivity for 444 days. He earned the Prisoner of War Medal, the Defense Meritorious Service Medal, and the U.S. State Department's Award for Valor. So very much appreciative of his service in the United States Marine Corps.
Absolutely.
He did run for office in 1986 and 1988 against Dave Obey. Obey won both those races. He lost a race for state assembly in 1990 as well. A little known fact about me, because back in 1988, when Kevin Hermanine was running for office, for a short amount of time, I worked on the Hermanine for Congress staff.
Really?
I was a volunteer because back then I was going through my, to be confirmed in my church, you had to do something in order of service. And one of the choices was to volunteer for a political campaign. So I did that. And back then, my politics were a little different. I was 17 years old. I wasn't that bright at that point. And for a short time, I volunteered for Mr. Hermanine's campaign. And then I didn't volunteer for Mr. Hermanine's campaign. But
did you enjoy it? Or did you not know?
No, it was happening. It was fine. It was fine. There's other things going on.
Okay.
No, it was terrific. But it's now going to be a more, interesting campaign because we've seen a lot of television spots for Michael Alfonso, the 25-year-old son-in-law of former U.S. Representative Sean Duffy. So obviously the Duffy family will be behind Michael Alfonso. I think the Doug Dinney contingent here in the WASA area will be supporting Kevin Hermanine. You also have Jesse Eben, who is a public relations professional running for the Republican nomination, and an attorney named Paul Wastrin. So four, it appears at this point, will be running for the Republican nomination. And then, of course, on the Democratic side, we just recently talked to Fred Clark, one of the candidates for this position. You have also Chris Armstrong, who is a retired U.S. Army officer, and Ginger Murray, who is a attorney and small business owner as well. So that means at this point, four on the Democratic side, four on the Republican side. But I think Kevin Hermanine's launch into this campaign does make it a lot more interesting when you see the the Duffy family behind Alfonso and maybe some other conservatives behind Mr. Hermanine. I think it'll make for a very interesting 2026 and the run-up to the primary to determine who will be the Republican and who will be the Democratic candidate to replace Tom Tiffany. The time is 7:29. We have another information update coming up here in mere seconds, and then more of the best of Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, 6 degrees above zero. The time is 7:53. Wind chill factor of 2 above zero as well. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And yesterday in sports, good day for Wausau West sports. I was over in Ashwaubenon as the Wausau West hockey team knocked off St. Mary Springs 7-0 in the first day of the Notre Dame Academy Holiday Classic at the Cornerstone Community Center. 2 goals each for Cooper DePoit and Shea Jones, plus the first varsity shutout for goalie Oren Binkley. Warriors improved to 10-1 overall. They will take on Chippewa Falls tonight at Cornerstone. And again, we will have live coverage right here on 98.9 WXCO and online, starting with the pregame show at 7:06 and the opening faceoff at 7:30. Wausau West boys basketball team had a non-conference game against Chippewa Falls yesterday, made the trek west, and the Warriors were able to win by a score of 56-53, second straight tight win for Wausau West. They won an overtime game last week against Medford, so 2 wins in a row for the Warrior boys. And the Wausau West girls basketball team was victorious yesterday as well. They defeated New Richmond at the Marshfield Holiday Classic, 57-52. The Warrior girls will take on Oshkosh West coming up later today. Some other girls' basketball scores involving teams in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Marshfield lost to Oshkosh West 40-36. It was Wisconsin Rapids defeating Chippewa Falls 47-32. And Stevens Point over Beaver Dam in the Century Classic 57-50. On the boys' side, in addition to the Warrior win against Chippewa Falls, D.C. Everest was victorious over Lakeland 91-60. Stevens Point beat Sauk Prairie 56-51, and Wanakee lost to Marshfield 66-47. Girls hockey, Central Wisconsin Storm came up short against Superior yesterday at the Culver's Cup down in Madison. The Storm dropped a 6-3-1 overall with a 4-3 loss against Superior. So a tough one for the Storm yesterday. So again, don't forget tonight, Wausau West hockey against Chippewa Falls 7:06 right here on 98.9 WXCO. The good news is that travel conditions are getting better and better. I mean, yes, we do expect maybe a few flurries, but not too much. If you look back in terms of how much snow we did receive Sunday night into Monday morning, some areas here in central Wisconsin. Wausau reports 4.2 inches of snow during that storm. Ooh. Maybe not as much as we expected. So Rib Mountain got 5 inches. Stevens Point, 3.8 inches. Plover received a little bit more, 5.3 inches. Nielsville, a little bit to the west, got hit harder with 8 inches. Mosinee, 4 inches. Marshfield got 8.2 inches of snow. Amherst, 3.3 inches as well. It appears that areas to the north and the west had the highest totals in the area. In fact, that Marshfield, 8.2 inches, was the largest amount of snow during that storm. So I think the good news is for folks that enjoy snowmobiling and cross-country skiing that, unlike the last number of years, I think there's going to be some trails that are open and should be open, especially with the cold weather, that adds to the ability to keep these trails open. So that's good news. Again, for those of us who are not big winter enthusiasts, yeah, I mean, the snow can be a bit annoying. But at the same time, if you live here in north central Wisconsin or northern Wisconsin, it's expected. And it's important for the economy. It's important for some of these businesses to have the snow. So for the first time, I think, in a number of years, starting early with significant snow, that's good news. So we'll tip the cap to those folks who like to get out there and enjoy. And especially here in the Wausau area, we have the Granite Peak Ski Hill. They always are able to put out the artificial snow. But this time around, I don't think they need the artificial snow because all the snow that we have out there. But again, even, you know, even with not heavy snow today, there's still some ice out there. Even on the drive in this morning, there's still some areas, especially on the back roads, where it can be a little bit slick. So don't get overly confident out there. And I'm talking to you about that, of course.
Absolutely. I had to make sure I left early enough to make sure I allowed myself enough and time. And I appreciate you calling me out on the being overconfident, because I need to hear that. It's like driving in just this morning. I mean, not all the roads are paved, and many of them are, you know, still covered with a lot of snow and ice. And, you know, sometimes you get to a stop sign and you're trying to go and you get stuck in that little patch there. So we just need to be mindful that the roads are not great, and, you know, better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
If you're a little late to work because you have to take a few extra minutes, there's nothing wrong with that. It's better to get to work late than not get there at all.
You're exactly right.
I mean, that's why I couldn't come into work yesterday, because the roads were so bad and the wind was so strong. My mom and I had talked about it, and we agreed that, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. So I just, I didn't want to risk traveling and getting stuck in the snow. It's a good thing I did, though, because yesterday it was very windy.
It certainly was. Today, a chance of flurries, maybe a chance of snow, maybe half an inch before all is said and done, a high near 16. Chance of snow or flurries before 11 p.m. tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 12. Chance of light snow tomorrow, otherwise partly sunny, and a high temperature falling. Actually, temperatures will be falling throughout the day. It'll be around 8 above by 5 p.m.
Oh, boy.
Coming up, top of the hour, 8 o'clock, news update, information, news, weather, and sports. More of the best of mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And we'll be back at 8:22 with another WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Live from our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies, 7 degrees above zero. The time is 8:23. It is Tuesday, December the 30th of 2025, day number 364 of this year. That means there is one day remaining in 2025.
That's right.
And then 2025 will be over forever. That's one thing. It just keeps moving forward. Everything always moves forward. You can't go back. I wish we had an opportunity to go back maybe and relive like a couple of weeks of one's life or something like that. But nope, we can't do that. So 2026... getting underway on Thursday.
I would like to go back to the beginning of this year, because that's when I took a vacation in Walt Disney World. I like to relive that memory.
Well,
again,
the thing about that is you can always go back. You can do that again. You know, you can do that again. So that's actually something that you can actually accomplish. Maybe that can be do you do New Year's resolutions?
I try to, but I have to get a better, keeping up with them and not just giving up after a couple of weeks. But yes, I do have some New Year's resolutions.
All right. Well, we'll maybe talk about that tomorrow, because tomorrow will be New Year's Eve and all.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Some famous events that occurred on the 30th day of December in this in history. 101 years ago, Edwin Hubble announced the existence of other galaxies. And of course, Hubble, he is the namesake of the Hubble telescope.
Oh, yeah.
On this date in 1940, California's first freeway, first of many, the Arroyo Seco Parkway, connecting L.A. and Pasadena, was officially opened. This one, 1999, scary moment. Former Beatle George Harrison fought off a knife-wielding intruder who broke into his mansion west of London and stabbed him in the chest.
Oh, my.
That was a horrible, horrible story. On this date in 2006, it's hard to believe, it's been 19 years, Saddam Hussein was executed by hanging. On this date in 2022, pioneering journalist and television personality Barbara Walters died at the age of 93. A few famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays today included Patti Smith, singer, 79 years old, Jeff Lynne, from ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, the Traveling Wilburys, is 78. TV host, former Today co-host Meredith Vieira, is 72. Matt Lauer, haven't heard from Matt Lauer in a long time since he got fired. But
yep.
Matt Lauer, it's his birthday today. He is 68. Also celebrating a birthday today is actor Elisha Dushku from Dollhouse and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 45 years old today. Kristen Crook, she played the love interest on Smallville for many years, opposite Superman himself.
Oh, yeah.
She is 43 years old today.
I remember that show.
Yep, it was a very, very good show. And actor Anna Wood from Falling Water and Reckless is 40. So if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us here at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Bacon Day. Though it says not to be confused with International Bacon Day, Canadian Bacon Day, and Bacon Lovers Day. So apparently there's a lot of bacon-type days. It is Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute. Yeesh.
Wow.
Some weird stuff. And Resolution Planning Day, so you can plan your New Year's resolutions.
That's a good day to get your resolutions all ready to go for the new year.
There you go. So those are some of the special events being acknowledged today. All right, well, let's wrap it up with our number for the day quiz.
Yep.
Did not have one yesterday, so you have to get going real quickly here this week.
Yes, I do.
All right, our number for the day this time around, the percentage of the global population that has universal health coverage. Germany was the first country to establish a social health insurance program in 1883.
Okay.
The United States is the only developed country that does not have universal health coverage. So take that into consideration. But
okay.
The percentage of the global population that has universal health coverage.
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 59%, 69%, 79%. So all in the majority, but again, the U.S. is the only developed country that does not have universal health coverage. But what percentage of the global population has universal health coverage? 59%, 69%, or 79%?
Okay. I am going to say, final answer, I'm going to go with 69%. A final answer, I'm going with 69.
All right. The percentage of the global population that has universal health coverage is 69%.
Nice.
So you got that one correct. Very good.
I got that one right.
But tomorrow you're going to have to finish off the year by getting it right.
So yep.
You have to finish with a winning streak. That's what you want to do.
Last one of 2025.
There you go. So we'll do it again tomorrow.
I have to make it a very interesting category then.
Well, that's my job then between now and tomorrow morning. Tonight, though, my job will be to head over to the Green Bay area, Ashwaubenon, and have Wausau West Warrior High School hockey. Warriors 10-1 on the season will take on Chippewa Falls in day number 2 of the Notre Dame Academy Holiday Showcase. The game is the fourth game of the day, so the approximate start time for our broadcast will be 7:06. Again, it's based on the length of the games before it, but that's our set time, 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 for the opening faceoff. And enjoy the rest of day number 364 of this year.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
And coming up, it is an information update and then more of the best of Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.